www.congress.gov.
Please go to www.congress.gov/. Again, that's congress.gov/. Thank you. Please go to www.supremecourt.us.gov/. Again, that's supremecourt.us.gov/. Thank you.
The president touches down in Poland, starting a 4-day trip to Europe. This morning, President Obama landed in Warsaw, Poland, his first stop on a 4-day trip to Europe, in which he will also visit Belgium and France. For more information, go to whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov.
Please go to www.whitehouse.gov/. Again, that's whitehouse.gov/. Thank you.
Please go to www.senate.gov/. Again, that's senate.gov/. Thank you.
Congress at White House business swap. Lawmakers don't much like the deal, which traded 5 Taliban fighters held in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. They are also mad about how it was done.
Please go to www.senate.gov/. Again, that's senate.gov/. Thank you. Be informed, become engaged, be involved. Please go to www.northeasttarrantteaparty.com. Thank you.
There's no advanced developed country on earth that would put up with this. During yesterday's Tumblr Q&A at the White House, the president answered a question on the epidemic of gun violence in America. For more information, please visit www.whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov.
An important message given by President Obama. Want to speak to the Doom call list? Press 1 at the end of this message. Small Business Federation Council believes penalties are hard and is asking people to come to member Congress to voice an opinion. The president said the following: our business should only employ people legally authorized to work in the United States. Businesses that knowingly employ undocumented workers are exploiting the system to gain an advantage over businesses that play by the rule. The president's proposal is designed to stop these unfair practices and hold these companies accountable. At the same time, the proposal gives employers who want to play by the rule a reliable way to verify that their employees are fair legally. An important message given by President Obama about combating illegal employment. If you want placed on the Do Not Call list, press 1 at the end of the message. Small Business Federation Council believes penalties are too hard, asking people to contact members of Congress for an opinion. Phase in electronic employment verification. The president's proposal provides tools for employers to ensure the workforce by using federal government databases to verify that people they hire are eligible to work in the United States. Penalties for hiring undocumented workers are significantly increased, and new penalties are established for committing an identity theft. The new mandatory programming ensures privacy and confidentiality, an important message given. President Obama comes about how illegal enforcement. If you want to be placed on the not list, at the end of this message, Small Business Federation Council believes that the first party is asking people to contact a member of Congress to voice opinion. The proposal also mandates a provide reason tamper resistance to Social Security card requires to use fraud tamper resistance documents to prove authorization to work in the United States. This bill seeks to establish a voluntary pilot program to evaluate methods to authenticate identity and combat identity theft. Message by President of combating illegal employment. If you want to repeat on the Do Not Call list, press 1.
Hey, it's a technical issue. We're filling up nearly half of the U.S. labor force and our growing number of Americans and their families. But despite passing the Equal Pay Act of 1963, full time women earning are only about 77% of their male counterparts' earnings. For more information, visit whitehouse.gov. That's www.
Please go to www.
toward a cleaner environment and fight climate change while supplying reliable and affordable power. For more information, go to epa.gov. That's www.epa.gov.
Hi, I'm supposed to tell you that I've reached the wrong number, but I'm so excited about the offers that I want to show you too. Not only you can get a $25 gift card to Toronto.com, you can also receive hundreds of dollars in local funds delivered to your home each week. Press one for more.
Please go to www.senate.gov/. Again, that's senate.gov/. Thank you.
This is very cost. What government affords for the year. Far too much money being spent in fighting for education. This important poll message is the chief of the concerned member that we can receive from America. Press 1 to edit this message to be played on the agenda list. We are asking to contact the Department of Homeland Security in Washington to arrest your Florida mayor. President Obama has doubled the number of Border Patrol agents and made border security is longer than it has been, but there is a lot to do. The president proposed law enforcement tools being stuck of safe and enhancing our infrastructure and technology. The president's proposal continues to strengthen our ability to remain apprehend and secure threats to our national security. This important post is on behalf of the concerned members of Education Reform for America. Press 1 at the end of this message to place it on the Do Not Call list. We are asked to contact the Department of Homeland Security in Washington to address your demand. Strengthen border security and infrastructure. The President's proposal will strengthen and improve infrastructure at ports of entry and facilitates private projects aimed at increasing investment for visitor processing and continues the use of technology to help to secure American forces of the United States. An important political message is on behalf of the concerned members of Education Reform for America. Press 1 at the end of this message to be placed on the Do Not Call list. We are asked to contact the Department of Homeland Security in Washington to ask for your the basic money for border combat crime. The President's proposal will be a new criminal act dedicated to combating transnational criminal organizations that take drugs, weapons, money, and illegal people across borders. It also stands the current law for the charity of the organization and votes this approach. We will bolster our efforts to provide criminal enterprises, including those operating on the